This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. This is for Thursday.
Well, we're sure glad to be back with you. I'm Scott.
I'm Teresa.
My wife, Teresa. Yes. That's right. Well, you know what? This is a good topic today.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Before we start the topic, I'd like to do something, if you don't mind.
Okay.
I'd like to thank everyone who has been donating financially mm-hmm. to this ministry. Mm-hmm. And just know that you're part of a ministry that is spreading the gospel, just like Jesus told us, all around the world.
Yeah.
So listen, honey, are you too busy to pray?
I can tell myself that sometimes, but no.
Anyway, are you too busy to pray? If possible, put prayer before everything else.
Mm-hmm. In the morning, we're talking about it. And we know some
That's
people
right.
can't. That's okay.
That's how you'll find guidance mm-hmm. for the day. You know, you ever those of you who have heard about the full armor of God, well, put that armor on before you walk out the front door
mm-hmm.
because you're going to need it.
Yeah.
It also shows we need help and demonstrates humility.
Right, which he really encourages. Humility hates pride.
And today, you know, listen to all the wonderful things God provides when we turn our life to him in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in Psalm 16.
There's some beautiful verses, I think, people are going to enjoy listening to you read
yeah.
in your southern accent.
Mm-hmm. Psalms 16, 5 through 8. Lord, you alone are my inheritance, my cup of blessing.
Mm. Okay.
You guard, excuse me.
It's okay.
You guard all that is mine.
Mm-hmm.
The land you have given me is a pleasant land. What a wonderful inheritance. I will bless the Lord who guides me. Even at night, my heart instructs me. I know the Lord is always with me. I will not be shaken. For he is right beside me.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
He is. Now explain to us why that tears you up.
You know, just
to already know.
Just to show that he is my inheritance. He's my cup of blessing. And
to everyone listening, he's that for you too.
That's right. You know, and I know, honey, you know, in the mornings, you know I'm busy sometimes getting ready for work and, you know, this and that. But we always take time to open the day up with prayer, you know. And before I leave the home or something.
The home, honey, we have a home. We don't live in a home.
Oh, okay.
It's like we're in an institution. You feel like our home's
well, we are.
An institution? Honey.
With these dogs around us.
Try again.
You know, before I leave the house.
Thank you.
You know, we like to open up with prayer and pray together and... And, you know, that just kind of prepares you for the day. It prepares me. And throughout the day, I'll pray.
Well, it helps me with guidance and direction
yeah.
and protection. And I get peace knowing I spent that time with him.
That's right.
Gave him the first part of my day. And what's the first of everything?
I mean, he gave us everything. That's where I got teared up. He gave us everything.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have time to pray?
Hmm.
So, you know what? Let me encourage you and Teresa as well. Pray. That's the way you communicate with him.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
prayer is not for God.
Mm-hmm.
Prayer is for you.
Right.
He already knows what's going on. But it's for you to communicate with him. To connect with him. To connect the heavens and the earth together in your prayers. That's what prayer does. It connects you with heaven. And who doesn't want to be connected with heaven?
Mm-hmm.
I know I do. You know? So you ask me why I tear up? That's why. It's hard to say his name without a tear in my eye because he saved my life. You know, and I thank you, Lord. I thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's beautiful, honey. Mm-hmm. And prayer is such an important part of my life. I choose in my life to have my devotional time in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I know my niece chooses to have it in the evening just because there's so many little kids in her house. And that's okay. We're not here to condemn anybody. Do when it's best for you. If you go into your prayer closet, even better, you know. But for me, I just sit there and, first of all, I just start thanking him. The word says we enter his presence with thanksgiving. So I just start thanking him. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And I'll begin to sense his presence. He's already there, but I stop, slow down and be still and know, like he says in the word. I begin to sense his presence, and I just continue to thank him. He moves in to that, you know, and then I just continue to thank him. And then I begin to thank him for everything.
Yeah.
All good things are from him. And I thank him. I make my prayers into Thanksgiving. Father, I just thank you that today, you know, Scott's going to have a safe trip where he's driving. I just thank you today that I'm going to be a blessing to somebody. And then whatever is on my heart, I just tell him out loud. I just talk to him like a dad, like that I can trust, a good friend, and be totally open and honest. He already knows anyway. And I can't tell you what that does for me. My whole day is set. Because I spent that time with him, and I'm at that place where I, you know, one day I left the house and realized I hadn't. Boy, I could really feel it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I felt that emptiness, that piece of me was missing, my puzzle for the day. I needed that puzzle to fit. You know, I needed that piece in there. And so, anyway, that's how I communicate with God in the morning. And then I just pray to him all throughout the day.
Yeah.
May just be, help me, God. Thank you, God. Whatever the case may be, but to keep me connected and in contact with him all the time, because he's right there anyway.
Uh-huh.
I just got to remind myself and stop doing my own thing.
That's right. You know, and by prayer and meditation, you know, then you know that God is with you because you prayed, you know, to him and had that quiet time with him. That he's never going to abandon you. And he is your constant source of joy and peace. You know what, honey? It's really on my heart right now that there's some people listening right now that really want to learn how to pray.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and some people that have never given their life to Jesus. And they don't, you know, maybe they've given their life to him and walked away because they thought he didn't hear their prayer. Listen, guys, and ladies, he's heard everything you've said.
Yeah. And you know what else he wants us to do is to listen. I believe
that's
that
right.
Prayer is talking to God and meditation is listening.
That's right.
And I find myself doing a lot more talking to him than I do listening.
Yeah, well, I try to listen more now than I talk.
That's good.
I try to, you know. I tend to have the gift of gab sometimes, but I really do try to just listen.
Just stop that. Let's pray and go. No, let's pray and be still a bit.
That's right.
And just listen for him all day long.
You know, turn on some praise and worship music on the way to work, or just don't turn on the radio at all.
It just depends on you, how he's designed you.
Sometimes I'll turn on praise and worship music, you know, ask God to speak to me. Yeah. Maybe he'll speak to me through the music or something. Or maybe I'll just have the radio not even on. So listen, if you've never given your life to Jesus and you really want to know how to pray, or maybe you have and you've walked away, or maybe you're in church, you know, been in church for a long time, and you're thinking, you know what, man? I say a prayer, but I say it from my mind. I don't say it from my heart. Listen, God wants your heart. David was a man after God's own heart, not after God's own mind. Okay? There's a reason why the Lord said that. So if you'd like to do that today and give your life to him, we ask you to please pray with us. And experience not only prayer, but salvation. Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you so much for this day. And Lord, we just thank you that you are always here for us and that you hear us when we pray to you. Lord, I know that you died on the cross, that you rose on the third day. And because of the cross, You say that I ask you to forgive me of my sins, and my sins are forgiven. Thank you, Lord. Lord, teach me how to pray. Teach me, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
Well, don't be too busy to pray.
Right.
We pray that you make it a priority in your life, not out of duty or obligation, because you need him.
Yeah.
You know what? He wants you to need him. He's just right there. And y'all can start your day together or end your day together, whatever the case may be. He's your constant companion. Okay?
You know, what's the old saying, honey? And it says, maybe I won't quote it right, but it says, if you only have a half hour to meditate and pray that day, and because you're too busy, then that means you need to give it an hour.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In other words, nothing is more important than prayer.
That's right.
With God to start your day.
That's right.
Or to end it.
Mm-hmm.
So listen, we really enjoy that you guys and ladies joined us today. And like I said, you know, don't make it, you know, to where you're too busy to pray. You know, if possible, do it before anything else.
Mm-hmm.
It's how you'll find guidance for the day's decisions. It also shows that we need help, and it demonstrates humility.
Right.
Listen, we're so glad that you listened to us today. And until tomorrow, start living it up.
And don't be too busy to pray while beginning again.
That's right.